Hello, I'm Martin Jarvis. Welcome to the Village Folk Stories. I'm going to tell you three stories in verse. They're written by Andrew Siegel, and the first one is called Clarissa the Clown. Spinning and turning and up and down, doing cartwheels and handstands, Clarissa the Clown. The scream of the children, the blare of the band, and Clarissa the Clown turning hand over hand. She wears a bright costume of yellow and blue, and a very red nose that's stuck on with glue. Her face is chalk white, her eyebrows are green, her hat is the tallest that you've ever seen, and under one eye, in pear shape, quite clear, in kingfisher blue, is a very small tear. For though they all laugh and shout out with glee, Clarissa the Clown is not all that they see. She wanted to sail on the flying trapeze, but she wasn't allowed to because of her knees. They had to be stronger than hers would permit, and though she was loath to, she had to admit that to swing from the bar at such a great height with wobbly joints might give her a fright. So she ran in the sawdust beneath the big top and made them all laugh with a skip and a hop. It meant trying to smile when she wanted to cry, so the kingfisher teardrop would always be dry. But one day the ringmaster...